Praise the Lord, church. Praise the Lord. Come on, praise Jesus. It is so great and an honor to be here this morning to fellowship with Empowerment Christian Center. I am so privileged and honored to be here this morning. And as Pastor Tony has said, our history goes back all the way, and we have ministered together in different ways, and I thank God that today I have an opportunity to come and share the word of God together with you. Praise the Lord. As he has said, my names are Monica Kangethe, and I am born again. I love the Lord so much with all my heart because of what he did on Calvary to set me free and to deliver me and give me a hope and a future. Praise be to God. And this morning, I know God is going to bless each one of us. He has a word for you and me. Before I come to minister to you, this word ministered to my heart. And I know God knew your need. He knows your situation even before I came. And I'm just a vessel to deliver that which God has put in my heart. Praise be to God. And so I bring you greetings from Pastor Ben Kangethe, my husband. We minister at Gospel Outreach Center in Kansas. And he said hello. So receive his greetings. Praise the Lord. I want to acknowledge the presence of my hosts, Catherine Franklin and G. Kaduka. They are my wonderful host this weekend. Rise up on your feet and wave the congregation. And baby Jaden, who has gone to Sunday school. Praise be to God. So we'll go straight to the word of God. And I know, open up your hearts because indeed God has a word for each one of us. Praise be to God. There is this song, and we are going to sing the chorus because it aligns with what I'm going to talk about today. It's about God making a way. Praise the Lord. I know the God we believe in one point of time in your life, he has made a way for you. He has done the same for me. And I know today at the end of the sermon, you will feel energized, replenished, and have a hope to move on and keep going. Praise the Lord. The song goes, I sang it yesterday at a place. Tazama kuna njia, tazama kuna njia, tazama kuna njia, Mungu Baba kafungua. Amen. That means, look, there is a way. The Lord has opened it up. Amen. And so let's rise up for 1 minute and declare that. Go touching your sister and brother and declare that tazama kuna njia. Amen. Hallelujah. Tazama kuna njia, tazama kuna njia, tazama kuna njia, Mungu Baba kafungu. Hallelujah. This is how we declare. We declare dancing. Praise God. Tazama kuna njia, tazama kuna njia, tazama kuna njia, Mungu Baba kafungu. Oh, tazama kuna njia, tazama kuna njia, tazama kuna njia, Mungu Baba kafungu. Tazama kuna njia, tazama kuna njia, tazama kuna njia, Mungu Baba kafungu. Tazama kuna njia, tazama kuna njia, tazama kuna njia, Mungu Baba kafungu. Haleluya. Tazama kuna njia, tazama kuna njia, tazama kuna njia, Mungu Baba kafungua. Tazama kuna njia, tazama kuna njia, tazama kuna njia, Mungu Baba kafungua. Tazama kuna njia, tazama kuna njia,
Tazama kuna njia, Mungu Baba kafungu. One time, tazama kuna njia, tazama kuna njia, tazama kuna njia, Mungu Baba kafungua.
Amen. We have declared that there is a way. Amen. Tazama kuna njia, Mungu Baba kafungua. It does not matter what you're going through. We believe in a God who makes a way where there is no way. Praise the Lord. And this morning I will read from the book of 1 Kings chapter 17 from verse 1 to the end. And I'll read it really quick. 1 Kings 17, 1 to the end. Now Elijah was from Tishbe in Gilead, told King Ahab, "As surely as the Lord, the God of Israel, lives, the God I serve, there will be no dew or rain during the next few years until I give the word." Then the Lord said to Elijah, "Go to east and hide by Kerith Brook near where it enters the Jordan River. Drink from the brook and eat what the ravens bring you, for I have commanded them to bring you food." So Elijah did as the Lord told him and camped beside Kerith Brook east of the Jordan. The ravens brought him bread and meat each morning and evening, and he drank from the brook. But after a while, the brook dried up, for there was no rainfall anywhere in the land. Then the Lord said to Elijah, "Go and live in the village of Zarephath near the city of Sidon, and I have instructed a widow there to feed you." So he went to Zarephath. As he arrived at the gates of the village, he saw a widow gathering sticks, and he asked her, "Would you please bring me a little water in a cup?" As she was going to get it, he called to her, "Bring me a bite of bread too." But she said, "I swear by the Lord your God that I don't have a single piece of bread in the house, and I have only a handful of flour left in the jar and a little cooking oil in the bottom of the jug. I was just gathering a few sticks to cook this last meal, and then my son and I will die." But Elijah said to her, "Don't be afraid. Go ahead and just do what you've said, but make a little bread for me first. Then use what's left to prepare a meal for yourself and your son. For this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says: there will always be flour and olive oil left in your containers until the time when the Lord sends rain and the crops grow again." So she did as Elijah said, and she and Elijah and her family continued to eat for many days. There was always enough flour and olive oil left in the containers, just as the Lord had promised through Elijah. Sometime later, the woman's son became sick. He grew worse and worse, and finally he died. Then she said to Elijah, "O man of God, what have you done to me? Have you come here to point out my sins and kill my son?" But Elijah replied, "Give me your son." And he took the child's body from her arms, carried him up the stairs to the room where he was staying, and laid the body on his head, on his bed. Then Elijah cried out to the Lord, "O Lord, my God, why have you brought tragedy to this widow who has opened her home to me, causing her son to die?" And he stretched himself out over the child three times and cried out to the Lord, "O Lord, my God, please let this child's life return to him." The Lord heard Elijah's prayer, and the life of the child returned, and he revived. Then Elijah brought him down from the upper room and gave him to his mother. "Look," he said, "your son is alive." Then the woman told Elijah, "Now I know for sure that you are a man of God and that the Lord truly speaks through you." Praise Jesus. This is a story that we have all heard in one way or another. I will start by saying that the things of the Spirit are understood by those that are in the Spirit. Praise the Lord. When you are hooked up with the Holy Spirit of God, He reveals things to you that no man can reveal. When you have a relationship with the Holy Spirit of God and walk with Him, He will reveal greater things to you that no teacher, no man, no doctor can reveal to you. And so the things of the Spirit are understood by those that are hooked up to the Holy Spirit of God. And that means it is very important for all of us to depend on the Holy Spirit of God for empowerment, for strength, and for revelation. Praise be to God. I have a story to tell briefly, 2 minutes, that from my life history, I am a product of grace. I am a product of prayer. And I know you too are a product of prayer, because before you were conceived in your mother's womb, they had a prayer with your father, or maybe your mom desired to have a child and God deposited a seed in your mother's womb and here you are. Praise God. And so a long time ago, my mom could not conceive a child for years. And she was frustrated for years. And this man of God, they were going for house-to-house evangelism. You know those house-to-house evangelisms we used to go to in the villages? We knock and share the word of God together. This man of God visited my mom. And they happened to pass by their apartments. Amen. And so my mom was there outside sitting on a stool. A stool is that little chair you just take out there to sit on and bask in the sun. And she was there busy knitting her stuff. And this man of God came and shared the gospel with her. And my mother was like, I cannot believe this word of God until he blesses me with a child. Praise the Lord. And so they said, if that's all it takes for you to believe, we know that there is a God. Amen. We know that there is a God who is able to do it. And he is performing that miracle right now. And so they believed with my mother and called for this child. They called for this servant of the living God. And they declared that her womb opens up. And I'm telling you, that very year, I was born. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. It is just by believing the man of God who visited her at that hour of need. And my mom was sensitive to know that if surely this is a man of God, I know that he has a word for me. I know that he will fulfill a need in my life. I know that they can call on heavens and God will hear them, that he may open my womb. And I'm telling you, from the time I was born, every year my mom was giving birth. Praise the Lord. It's like her womb was opened up and she was just busy. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. That is what happens when you believe the word of God through his prophet. Hallelujah. Believe the prophet of God and you shall prosper. That's the word of the Lord. Ahab was the king of Israel at the time and did evil in the eyes of God. And this did not please the man of God at all. And this is when Elijah prophesied that there will be no rain for a few years, and he decided to run away from Ahab. Praise God. And the Lord instructed him to go to Sidon, where there was a brook and raven to feed him. Ravens, what do they symbolize? Ravens were very well known by the Israelites. And they symbolize that what appears to be the base, commonplace, or repulsive can be holy. A raven was not allowed as food. And we can find that in Leviticus 11:15. They are known to care more for themselves. They fly in search of food and they don't sow or reap or even have a storehouse to keep anything. That's what ravens are. And from where we come from, we have these hawks. I don't know whether you have seen hawks in Kenya. Amen. Magogo. Glory to God. Am I speaking Greek? Have you seen a hawk? Oh, yes. Amen. That's what I'm talking about. What happens when, I remember one time when we were in church and men were barbecuing meat. And I'm telling you, the hawks were hovering around that area because of the smell of the meat. Mind you, This is the same bird that God commanded to go and bless the man of God to give them food. Amen. Instead of hovering around and grab meat, God commanded the ravens to feed the man of God. That's deep. That God is not a respecter of persons. He can use anything. He can use anything to meet your need. Glory to God. He used the ravens to feed the man of God who was running away from trouble. A brook is a small natural stream of fresh water. And God preserved the prophet with life. When it ran dry, he was commanded to go to Zarephath. And in Zarephath, he meets this widow who had just a son by her side. And it happened that she did not have anything. I was sharing with my sister this morning that, you know what? At times when God speaks, we limit him and start looking at the physical. But I am here to tell you that the things of the Spirit are understood by those who walk in the Spirit. You may look at the physical and miss a great opportunity. You may look at the person coming to bring a word and just dismiss them because of their looks, because of their status quo, because of their background and where they are coming from, and just miss your blessing because of limiting God. Praise the Lord. And this morning, this widow maybe did not have a good name in the village. And maybe she was so depressed because a stranger who is calling himself a man of God just shows up and tells her, give me some water and actually make me some bread. Guess what we would do in today's life? We would Facebook, we would text a man of God. You know, Facebook with a line of describing somebody who has come to your house. Instead of being sensitive to the Holy Spirit of God and asking, you know, God, direct me on what to do in this situation. Hallelujah. But the woman of God was alert, and she was honest. She said, you know, whatever I have remaining is just for me and my son. And when I make it, we eat and die. But the man of God said, just make the bread and I'll eat fast. I eat fast. How many would do that? Serve the man of God fast. And this is the very food that you have to last you for that meal and then die. And then somebody out of the blues comes and demands all that you have. It can happen. But praise the Lord for this widow, because she understood the times. She had honor of the man of God. And what happened? She seized the moment, and the opportunity did not pass by her because life had come into her house. Really, this was life, but she did not know. Praise God. And so the man of God, when he spoke the word, the woman obeyed and made the bread and brought it to the man of God. And when he ate it, the Bible tells me that the oil never ran out, the flour never ran out, and there was abundance in that house. Praise the Lord. When you obey the Lord, he is the way maker. When we don't limit God, he is the way maker. The brook never runs dry. And when it does, God still sends us to Zarephath, where our help is awaiting us. Praise God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Opportunity finds a well-prepared person. And most of the times, what we do, we wait for the opportunity to come and then prepare ourselves. Instead, we should prepare ourselves, and when an opportunity comes, we grab it and seize the moment.
when we understand the times. Praise be to God. When we understand who we are in God, we know how to tap into the anointing. Because we understand who we are in God. So the message today is, God will make a way. Have you limited God in your life this morning? How many brooks have you had in your life that have run dry? The Bible says this morning, when the brook runs dry, run to Zarephath. Because that's where your blessing is. That means I can never limit God of what he is able to do. Because God is able to do exceedingly abundantly and above all that we can imagine or dare think. Praise God. He is able to do exceedingly abundantly and above all that you can imagine or even dare think. Daring to think is not thinking. You are just daring. You are just about to start. So can you imagine if you think? Hallelujah. Amen. That's the word of God. Whatever situation in your life, I am a testimony to tell you this morning that I have seen this God come through for me and using ravens in my time of need. Many a times we have expected our help to come from this one and this one and this one. Hallelujah. Amen. Can I give you a testimony? That when I used to live in Seattle, I stood for God and righteousness. And when my time of need came, God used ravens. I tell you how he did that. That when I had my pre-wedding, I have supported so many people in Kenya, brethren, to do their weddings. And so my time is here in America, and those I supported are still in Kenya. So I cannot depend on them. And I was doing that for God. When you do something as unto God, in your time of need, he will raise people for you. Glory be to God. He will do it just to glorify his name and for his name to be praised. And so, in my pre-wedding, the hall was full. But there is one amazing thing that happened. The person who gave the most money was drunk. He came to the pre-wedding drunk. And I said, oh my God, Lord, you can use anything. And he was coming to the front with a lot of money. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. And he's drunk. And he's like, Monica has been preaching to me. Bam, $100. And he goes and sits down. And then another opportunity comes. People are called and he said, I am telling you, Monica is a woman of God. 200, bam. And then he goes back and sits down. And I'm telling you, he gave a lot of money. Hallelujah. God can use anybody. Do not limit him this morning. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. In your home, do not limit God. Amen. In your career, do not limit God. In this ministry, do not limit God. Because he knows your need and he will position people in your life to come and attend unto your need. Glory be to God. He will come and surround you with people who believe in your vision. He will come and surround you with people who can push you forward to your destiny. Because he knows your heart. He knows my heart. He understands my worries. He understands my weakness. So he will come and rescue you in the time of need. Say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. There is fire in this house. I say there is fire in this house. Because my God that I believe in is a God of abilities. A God of possibilities. When he says that he is the great I am, he is the great I am. When he says that he is the Alpha and Omega, that settles it. He is the beginning and the end. He knows everything. He is the El Shaddai. He is Jehovah Rapha. Whatever you're going through in your body, I am bringing you this message today that he is the greatest physician. He is the healer. He is the greatest doctor of all. Praise the Lord. Praise be to God. How many brooks have run dry in your life? Are you in that situation where you're believing God for your family, for your children, for your husband maybe who has been hard-headed? Bring it to God. Amen. Hallelujah. What is that brook that is running dry? I'm telling you, Jesus is in the house. That he will flourish you and you will never run out. Your cup will be full and overflow. That he is able to intervene in that situation that no man can. Amen. That when we learn to depend on the Spirit of God, he will be there for us. When we learn and understand the things of the Spirit and how God operates, that he can use really anything. Didn't he use a donkey to talk? A donkey? Glory to God. Even in your home, he can use anything. He can cause a millionaire to come and just drop that need in your hands like this. Because the heavens is his. And everything thereof. It all belongs to God. He is more than able. Our God is able. More than anything else. And so this morning, I bring this good news to you. That there is a raven God has prepared for you. Hallelujah. To come and drop that which is so precious to them. Amen. Amen. You know that which you have held or somebody else is holding so dearly and you are in need, they'll come and just drop it. Because that's how God did it for Elijah, the man of God. The man who brought healing into this widow's house. He brought life. The woman of God thought that this man has brought death. This man, where did he come from? I thought he said he's a prophet. I thought he said he's a man of God. What is happening now that my son is dead? You're the one who brought death into my home. But the man of God said, woman, give me a few minutes. Woman, give me a few minutes. And where did Elijah go? To the upper room. Glory to God. And God proved himself faithful by bringing the son back to life. Amen. So when we understand the timing of God, when we understand the principles of God and how God operates, we will know not to worry. Amen. We will understand that worry has no fruits. That worry frustrates and wears us out. That worry and fear brings down what God has placed in our hearts. Worry really is the opposite of faith. But this woman declared with her own mouth that now I know that there is a God. And this is a man of God. And surely the doubts that she had were cleared. Praise God. She grabbed the opportunity and seized the moment. Praise the Lord. And so this morning I am bringing hope to you, child of God. To tell you that it may have been difficult in your life. To tell you that it may have been difficult in your parenting. That it may be a challenge in your career. I know that it is very hard when you are working as a mother and you are a student and you are a wife and you are a sister to somebody and it's overwhelming. I do understand that. But I am coming to tell you this morning that there is a God who can send ravens to come and drop the need that you have and really meet it. Because he says that I will meet every need in your life according to the riches in glory through Christ Jesus. So why am I worried? I should sit and relax and depend on my God, because he is going to bring a raven to come and feed me in my time of need. To come and feed me in my hour of need. So my brother, my sister, whatever it is, the Lord is saying this morning that he is bringing a raven. In empowerment, there is a raven. Hallelujah. There is a raven in this church. That God is going to drop. Hallelujah. Amen. That God is going to do a miracle. To perform a miracle. Let's not limit God. Let's not limit God. He is more than able. He is more than able. I've seen him. I have a testimony that he has used ravens before. When the brook runs dry, run to Zarephath. That is where your help will come from. Praise Jesus. Praise the Lord. That instead of these ravens coming to grab meat from you, they will instead drop the meat to you. Glory to God. Instead of the ravens coming to hover around your home, to come and grab what God has given you, to come and grab the peace of your children, to come and grab the peace of your husband, to come and grab your career, to come and frustrate you, God is going to use the same raven to come and drop hope, to come and bring peace, to come and bring a resolution, to come and bring the peace of God. Glory be to God. And so this morning, the message is, God can make a way where there is no way. He is the way maker. He is the way maker. He made a way for the children of Israel when there was no turning point. That at the back there were the enemies, in front was the waters, and there was no way out. But I'm telling you, God made a way in the waters. He separated the waters for his people. And the enemies were swallowed in the middle. That's what God does. He clears everything for his children. He will make a way where there is no way. That difficult situation in your life this morning, God is promising you that he will make a way. Do not sit and pity party yourself, because God is going to make a way. Is it that child? Release to God. Just as this woman released that bread, a piece of bread that she was going to eat and die. Release it to God. Amen. Let's release it to God. You're holding so tight onto something that is going to last you just a month. Release it to God. Is it your finances? Release it to God. Amen. He is going to multiply it, and you're going to have abundance and abundance, and you will never lack in anything. Is it your gift in the ministry? Hallelujah. Release it and serve the Lord with all your might and power and your strength. And God is going to bless you in a mighty way. Because at times we have these gifts and we hold on to them. I'm the only one who knows how to sing. I'm the only one who can pray. I'm the only one who can do this and that. Release it unto God. He's going to multiply it. Use it in the house of God for his own glory. Praise be to God. When the brook runs dry, run to Zarephath, my sister. Run to Zarephath, my brother. Because that's where your help comes from. Learn to seize the moment. Learn to know and understand the times that the man of God is in your life at this very hour for this very reason. Hallelujah. And you will know that he's there to usher you to your destiny. He has brought life to you. Praise God. So Jesus is in the house to bring life and hope to your life. to bring hope and life to your children, to bring hope and life in your marriage, to bring life in your career, to resurrect that which has died. Jesus is in the house to make sure that it comes back to life again and that you function in his house for his own glory. Amen. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. And so the message is so simple. The message is so simple. Obey God, listen to the Holy Spirit, understand the times, and believe in the word of the prophet, and you will prosper. Praise Jesus. You will prosper in what you do. Whatever you put your hands on, you will prosper. Whatever you desire will come to pass because you are obedient and you have obeyed the word of God. Praise be to God. Obedience is better than sacrifice. It's better to obey God than man, because man will always frustrate you. But when you obey God, I'm telling you, he will never leave you. He will never forsake you. The whole world may do, but God will never forsake you. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Are you having some hope? Are you getting encouraged? Are you getting replenished, re-energized, and blessed? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Tazama kuna njia. Tazama kuna njia. Tazama kuna njia. Mungu Baba kafungua. Tazama kuna njia. Tazama kuna njia. Tazama kuna njia. Mungu Baba kafungua. Tazama kuna njia. Tazama kuna njia. Tazama kuna njia. Mungu Baba kafungua. Hey, tazama kuna njia. Tazama kuna njia. Tazama kuna njia. Mungu Baba kafungua. Let's rise up on our feet and declare that. Tazama kuna njia. Tazama kuna njia. Tazama kuna njia. Mungu Baba kafungua. Hey, tazama kuna njia. Tazama kuna njia. Tazama kuna njia. Mungu Baba kafu. Hey, tazama kuna njia. Oh, tazama kuna njia. Mungu Baba kafungu. Hey, tazama kuna njia. Kuna njia. Njia. Mungu Baba kafungu. Now sing like you know it. Tazama kuna njia. Tazama kuna njia. Tazama kuna njia. Mungu Baba kafungu. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we want to thank you this wonderful morning for an opportunity to minister to our hearts, oh God, for an opportunity to help us understand that, God, you are still in control, you are still on the throne, and you are able to do that which no man can do. And this morning, my God and my Father, you know our hearts, you know the intents of our hearts, you know the deepest places of our hearts, oh God. You know our lives, oh my Father, better than we do ourselves. And this morning, Jehovah God, I thank you for your word that has come powerfully to help us to know and understand that you are the way maker. Thank you, Jehovah God, because the things that have stuck on the way, the things that are proving to be impossible before our eyes, are all possible in Jesus' name. I want to thank you, my Father, because that which no man can do, you are able to do it this morning. Yes, Lord. And in the name of Jesus Christ, I want to thank you, Holy Spirit of God, for the spirit of understanding. And I pray, Jehovah God, that you have ministered, as you have ministered to our hearts. My God, we will believe your word, that we will internalize it, oh God, and that we will run with it, knowing that, Jehovah, you are able, that you are the way maker. When the brooks have run dry, Jehovah God, help us to know that, my God, you have a way for us in the name of Jesus. I speak a blessing upon each and every individual in this house. My God, that which has proved impossible, God, that my Father, there be a breakthrough this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Be it a child, be it a home, be it a marriage, oh God, I speak the power of God in the name of Jesus upon that situation. In the mighty name of Jesus. Just as you used the man of God Elijah. My God, this morning, I pray that we shall obey your word, oh God. I pray that we shall obey the prophets, oh God. And that we shall prosper in everything that we do. This morning, help us to understand the times, oh God. This morning, help us to understand those that you have positioned in our lives at this very hour to push us to our destiny, my God. Help us not to limit you, O Jehovah God, in the name of Jesus, and to know, my Father, when we release ourselves in your presence, my Father, our cup will overflow in the name of Jesus. I speak a special blessing upon Empowerment Christian Center. My God, that every brook will flow with fresh water in the name of Jesus Christ. My God, that there will be always a Zarephath for them in the name of Jesus, where their help will come from, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. I praise you and I worship your name, even for the opportunity to speak your word and to drop a word in these people's lives. I worship you, Jesus, and I exalt you. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.